formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol Division confirms that the body recovered Saturday was that of 26-year-old Kelsey Starling of Troy. Starling hadn't been seen since a crash on Smith Lake on July 4th. Several people now face criminal charges in that crash. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Wood say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three city council seats have also moved on to runoff elections. The polls open Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. And educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. This test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A second witness is challenging President Trump's Ukraine call and the foreign help he sought to investigate the Bidens.
World champion gymnast Simone Biles is making history again with two moves that have never been done before.
In one of the term's most important cases, the Supreme Court will decide what's to become of DACA.
The Dreamers, united!
A deer in a hair salon sounds like a joke. It is not. The deer busting through that salon's window, that's in Long Island, startling customers before they ran back outside.
Joshua Brown, one of the few able to describe the moments before Amber Geiger shot and killed their neighbor, Botham John. Someone shot Brown multiple times and drove off. Joshua Brown was pronounced dead.
Security concerns have not slowed down Joker. He's laughing all the way to the bank, showing the film on track for a $94 million domestic opening weekend.
Wow.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. With that, we need to do the name game and then get into the other information here.
Indeed, indeed. The name for the 2 o'clock hour here, paging Doug Dismukes. Doug Dismukes. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card. Yes, $1,000, a grand gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. So again, Doug Dismukes, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win this $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings.
I wonder if that's the Doug Dismukes that I know.
It's a small town.
It is very small. Yeah. It's a big old cow town, as they say.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me know if it is. Let's finish up with the last piece on John Brennan, then we'll get into some other fun guys here. This is John Brennan on Trump attacking the CIA.
The president is trying to make a big deal that the whistleblower is a member of the CIA, as if that is somehow damages the whistleblower, that they work for that entity of the government as opposed to, I guess, another entity of the government. Do you sense a chill in the intel community, that fear of speaking out?
Well, I think that certainly is the attention of Mr. Trump, but I'm glad to see that the whistleblower did come forward, and I understand now there's a second one also. A chill, yes, but, the women and men of CIA and the intelligence community, among the most patriotic and dedicated Americans.
Except for you.
And it's, I think, outrageous that someone like Donald Trump disparages and denigrates their work. But they're in the trenches, they're around the world, they're doing their best to keep their fellow citizens safe. And so somebody of Mr. Trump's ilk is not going to be able to undermine and undercut their contributions to this country ever.
The question is, will you be able to do that? And he's not talking about everybody in the CIA. He's talking about a handful of people. That's all he's talking about. Okay, so Nancy Cordes, and I apologize straight up on the leaf blower here. Nancy Cordes on Trump and the inquiry and Romney's comments.
If the House does impeach President Trump, the Republican-controlled Senate will decide if he should be removed from office. So far, three Republican senators have raised concerns over the president's contacts with foreign leaders, and there does not seem to be a unified defense of Mr. Trump. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, what are you hearing?
Well, Anthony, privately, some Republicans tell us that they just don't feel it's worth it to take the president on. First of all, because he hits back, and second of all, because his approval rating within the Republican Party is still quite high. 87%, according to the latest Gallup poll, taken as this controversy unfolded.
I hope this will be done with the seriousness that any impeachment proceeding deserves.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine is one of the few Republicans willing to call the president out, telling the Bangor Daily News, "I thought the president made a big mistake by asking China to get involved in investigating a political opponent."
China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
Nebraska Republican Ben Sasse responded, "Americans don't look to Chinese commies for truth." Utah's Mitt Romney called the president's plea wrong and appalling. But President Trump responded by calling Romney a pompous ass and a bunch of other things.
A pompous ass. I love it. Did you like the leaf blower in the background?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice background sound effect.
Now it's going to go back to talking about Trump and impeachment inquiry here.
Most Republicans have downplayed Mr. Trump's actions or stayed silent. Defending him has gotten more difficult.
I doubt if the China comment was serious, to tell you the truth.
You don't take the president at his word.
The president loves to go out on the White House driveway. I haven't talked to him about this. I don't know what the president was thinking, but I do know he loves to bait the press.
I'm asking a simple question about you clearly were upset that somehow there was an implication that military aid was being frozen because the president wanted an investigation. Why did you wince?
Because I didn't want those connected. When I asked the president about that, he completely denied it. He adamantly denied it.
A congressional source tells CBS News that Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, will come to Capitol Hill tomorrow to sit for a deposition. Sondland is one of several people whose text messages reveal how much pressure was being placed on the Ukrainians to agree to investigate not just the Bidens, but the origins of the Russia investigation, potentially in exchange for military aid to Ukraine.
I love those Willie Powers.
That's national quality right there.
That is. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Monday.
Hi, Dan. Carlos Tom.
Hey, Carlos Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just listening and chuckling and going, oh, my. With how the media twists it, the Bidens and the et cetera.
Yeah, they really do. It's amazing to me how, and you're going to hear this in Jim Jordan, and maybe we can get to the Ron Johnson thing and play it, but it's just, these guys are just all in. If you disagree with them or you challenge them on something, then you just hate the media.
Yeah.
But I do hate the media. So.
It just... I've been around the world so much and going, really, folks? Where have you been? But anyway, that probably doesn't explain anything to anybody else but you and me, but and I'm just sitting here shaking my head going, how about twisting the truth? Amazing, disgusting.
They're not willing to look at the facts. They are outrageously non-interested and no curiosity whatsoever.
Yep. Take care, my friend.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Good talking to you again. 272-9228. Speaking of which, let's go to the Jim Jordan piece. Now this is going to be stop and go, Joey. Jim Jordan was on with George Stephanopoulos. Now he's got his take on what Trump was doing with asking China to investigate. Listen in.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens. Likewise, China start an investigation into the Bidens. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
There's President Trump on Thursday. We're joined now by the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan. Thank you for coming in today. Threshold question. Do you think it's appropriate for President Trump to ask China and Ukraine to investigate?
Is it appropriate?
George, you really think he was serious about thinking that China's going to investigate the Biden family?
He said it right there in public.
I think he's getting, as I think Senator Rubio said a couple days ago, I think he's getting the press all spun up about this. Remember, this is the president who's been tougher on China than any other president. He wants to make sure China quit stealing America's intellectual property. He wants to make sure they start abiding by international trade norms. And tougher than anyone, he's put tariffs on China. And you really think he says, oh, the same guy who's been tougher on China now thinks, oh, China's going to investigate the Biden? He was just making a statement to just underscore how wrong it is what took place here with Hunter Biden getting these deals that he got. That's all he's doing.
Okay, so that's Jordan's take of it. Now, watch how Stephanopoulos stays with this deal. He is not going to let go of this bone all the way through this. Let's keep going.
The president asked China to investigate. We're not supposed to take the president at his word?
I think Senator Rubio said it best. This is the president. You guys would think after 3.5 years, you would, with the campaign and everything else, you'd figure out some of the ways that this guy's...
He said in public the exact same thing he said in private to the Ukrainian president.
I wish there would be the same outrage for what the president said about China, the same outrage that there was when the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee hired a foreigner who worked with Russians to dig up dirt on the president, put it in a document that was given to the Department of Justice, and then the FBI used that document to go to a secret court to spy on the Trump campaign. And you guys weren't outraged about that. But now the president makes a statement about China.
I'm just the guy who's been tougher
on China than any other president, and you think this is somehow a big deal.
So should I conclude from that you don't think it would be appropriate for the president to ask China to investigate the Bidens?
I think he's just making this. I'm just telling you what the statement is. You asked me about the statement. I'm saying I don't think he's really. I don't think anyone in America really believes, except people maybe in the press and some Democrats in Congress, really believe that the president of the United States thinks China is going to investigate. He's making a statement.
Well, he's asking for it, and the president hasn't said he's joking. He said a very direct statement. He wasn't smiling there. Sure. He wasn't laughing. It wasn't a joke.
You don't think this president's been the toughest president on China? Imposed tariffs on China? You don't think this president wants to make sure China starts abiding by international trade norms, starts dealing with the theft of intellectual property? You don't think... I mean, okay, you can think that, but I just don't think that's what the
case. I'm asking if you think it's appropriate for the president to ask China to investigate.
I think he's saying what's on the minds of so many Americans.
I
think he's saying what's on the minds of so many Americans. How does the vice president's son get $1 billion from a bank, a subsidiary of the Bank of China? How does he get that deal just a couple weeks after he flies on Air Force Two to China? I think he's just pointing out the fact. He says it in the way he says it, but I don't think it's really like, oh, China, go investigate the Biden.
That's not a fact, and it's not true, and the Chinese have denied it as well.
Oh, see, it's not a fact. It's not true. That's their answer to everything. There's no evidence of that. Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing today?
I'm great. Where are you today?
I am in this foreign land called Nolens.
Nolens? All right.
And looking for some etouffee as we speak.
There you go. I like that.
And get some po' boys. Listen, this what I wanted to comment on, and it's off what you're talking about from Biden. And you might think it's actually inappropriate because Mr. Reed would not be here to defend himself, but I had a conversation with him on the radio today. I don't know if you would allow me to relay that and the concerns I had from my discussion with him.
It's fine with me. It's not you don't criticize the show or anybody.
No. His response.
Okay.
That's all. On a show, there was a different gentleman that called in, and this gentleman, he's kind of vocal, and he's called your show, I believe, and he'll ask a question and somebody tries to answer it. In this case, you would try to answer and he'd immediately talk over you and ask again. And he was calling about the disbarred lawyer that Mr. Reed had hired, who's actually doing the counts, et cetera, et cetera. And the guy was asking, do you think that's appropriate? And as they continued to talk, Mr. Reed said, well, basically, and his exact words, as close as I can quote them, you just need to get your hood out of your closet and wear it.
He didn't. Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Joey?
I didn't hear him.
It was not on 93.1.
Yeah, that was the issue I was having, is that it's like he was referencing, the caller you're mentioning was referencing a call on another show earlier in the day, and there's no way for me to know. Honestly.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about...
No, definitely not. No, not 93.1. They're the height of professionalism. But, you know, as I caught up after that and talked
say thank
to Reed
you.
After listening to that conversation interlude between those two. And I said, Mr. Reed, my concern is you're running for office. And I'm sure Mr. Reed and Mr. Woods folks are listening to your show right now because they're so influential. And as I said to Mr. Reed, I am concerned you're running for the mayor. You should be the height of professionalism. And for you to make a comment, well, you need to just go ahead and get your hood out of your closet and wear it, that concerns me. I understand he was pushing your buttons. You got hot. You said something like that. But I said, actually, what you said validated and maybe confirmed the fears of many white people in Montgomery as far as what you would bring to the office of mayor of city of Montgomery. That exchange between that man and Mr. Reed that so many people listened to on the AM dial this morning, that's not the professionalism and the type of conversation that I want from our future mayor.
Let me kind of reconstruct this.
Yes, sir.
Call in today to Joey's show and ask?
I did earlier, but it did not have to do with that.
Okay.
Because I had called in on an AM show this morning, I did not want to call Mr. Reed again and Mr. Woods again because I had already broached a question to them today.
So that happened on another show, but on that show, you called in and you challenged him on that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
After listening to the exchange between Mr. Reed and this other gentleman, I have no idea what his name is, never heard him or anything like that. But for to me, for somebody that wants to unite the city of Montgomery, because we have some monumental change coming from us in this city, for any, whether I'll be honest with you, I would be just as mad at Mr. Woods if he was to say something like that to an African-American caller. And he, in my opinion, would make an equally offensive, racist comment to an African-American caller. You can't say I want to unite the city of Montgomery and tell a white caller that you're angry with and he's pushing your buttons. Just get your hood out of the closet and wear it.
And I agree with that. I think anytime any type of politician that wants to unite things is saying, uses a race card, I think that's wrong.
Well, I would say this. If the caller had called into Mr. Reed and said, you're this black lawyer who was disbarred, okay, that would be, you know, that would be incorrect because he was to be injecting race into this question. But that's not what the caller asked. He just asked about a black, he asked
okay.
about a
well, let me tell you, we're going yes, off into one bad thing here. I didn't yes, hear the call, so I don't know.
And I so understand completely.
I don't want somebody to characterize something that either I don't have first-hand knowledge of or I can't pull a piece of audio on it. I just want to be fair to Stephen Reed.
Yes, sir. Well, let me just say, I've said my 2 cents. Now I'm going to eat some pork, shrimp po' boys. I might bring you some etouffee also. Y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah, bring the shrimp po' boy.
Okay.
Or oysters if you can keep them fresh. Let me go to the break. St. James coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Excuse me. We have a couple of interesting calls. Let's go to St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you, my friend? Did you have a good weekend?
It was good. It was good. I'm waiting on this good weather to come about.
Oh, man. Sorry. It's starting to get here.
Yeah, I know. I just wish that wish it had come on not too demanding, not all of a sudden like 30 degrees, but can't wait for it to get here. Right. I'm going to be real quick, fast, and in a hurry right here, Dan. I just can't help but take a swing at this here.
Sure.
The last caller, it seems like he'll accept unprofessionalism from the president, but he don't want it from my mayor. I mean, has he spoken out against President Trump's unprofessionalism? It's just an observation here. I mean, how can you have it two ways?
Well, did you hear the call?
I just heard the call.
No, I'm talking about, did you hear the call that when Stephen Reed was on the show?
Stephen Reed was on, no, I heard Joey said something about he was on his show, I believe.
Right. Yeah, but this didn't happen on Joey's show. This happened on another station.
Oh, well, I'm going by what the caller just said.
Right.
I know, but we don't know what Stephen Reed said.
Well, the caller just said what he said.
Well,
we don't know if that's what he said.
Right.
Well, we don't know if he did say that.
To us, it's hearsay, especially knowing this business and how contentious calls can be heard. We don't know.
Joey and I have learned something about radio is that what somebody hears, you can hear one thing, I can hear another thing, and we can both hear the exact same thing, but we're going to interpret it a different way.
Well, this is pretty much a regular caller, I believe, Dan, on your show.
Okay, I don't know.
What's his name?
I don't see
a call name.
I don't know. I don't have any information because I know no knowledge about this.
Okay, so you don't believe that he heard what he said he heard.
I don't know because I didn't hear the call.
Okay. All right.
My only comment is that if somebody threw a race card out as an answer to something, that is unprofessional to me.
Well, it may be unprofessional. That's a lot of unprofessional things you can do as a state. As a politician, I'm just saying. I'm pretty sure he supports the president. I've heard this guy call in several times. Several times, but
okay.
He'll accept that unprofessionalism, but he don't want Stephen Reed unprofessionalism as a mayor for the city of Montgomery.
Okay.
Yes, that's all I got, Dan.
Thanks, St. James. Let me go to a break. Larry G, coming back to you right after this.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Join Newstalk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where Newstalk 93.1.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News, I'm Carmen Roberts. A second intelligence official may file a formal whistleblower complaint against President Trump. The New York Times reports the official is alarmed about the president's attempts to pressure Ukraine and is weighing his options.
A new complaint would give Congress more ammunition as they fight the White House over documents in this subpoena showdown.
Fox's Leland Vittert. Senator Elizabeth Warren's campaign fires National Organizing Director Richard McDaniel following complaints of inappropriate behavior. A spokeswoman for the campaign says outside counsel is investigating. In Hong Kong, pro-democracy protesters take to the streets, angry that Chief Executive Carrie Lam banned them from wearing face masks. She claimed the ban would help quell violence. It's done the opposite. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, this is today the leading edge of cooler air moves through the state with showers and thunderstorms, we hope, ahead of it, especially by this afternoon and into the evening hours. High today will be in the upper 80s. Much more comfortable air behind the front tomorrow. We'll hold on to a small rain chance tonight and tomorrow. The highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, but very low humidity. Comfortable at night, low to mid 60s, and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Larry G. Larry G, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Brief comment.
Larry G?
Question.
Larry G? Larry G, we're waiting on you, buddy.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm sorry. What's up, Morris?
Nada, you call me. What's up?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you hello, Joey, again.
Hello.
Listen, I was listening to that show this morning. The Caucasian called and calling that Bud referring to. He the one started the whole XYZ. George Reed was very polite and intelligent. The way that guy was talking, I mean, he was talking like with his words, Dan, like he was from the 60s and 50s, man. This guy was off the chain. So the conductor of the show instructed the callers, including me, to make our comments brief. I asked a quick question. This guy's going on and on and on. So the judge saying, essence, is it going to be like that, sir? Perhaps the way you talk and way you convincing me about what you're saying. And that's you need to go get your hood out of the closet. Now, see, this the Caucasian brought all this stuff on himself. And I think the judge handled it very good. And I think Bud does maybe, I don't know if he got on to the full essence of it. He just got on part of it. You know what, Dan? What I found now since I've been here, a lot of the Caucasian people that's higher up that love Judge Reed. I think he'll be an excellent mayor. I think it's hard in the right place. But see, people's got to keep in mind the mayor does not run a city by himself. That's where the problem comes in that. We're not going to be able to walk on water as George Reed is victorious. I'm hoping he is victorious, but I like Mr. Woods also. There are some advocate that Mr. Woods have more connection than Mr. Reed. I don't know. But as far as Larry G is concerned, I'd rather see George Reed rather than Mr. Woods with all due respect to him. But hey, that's another ball game altogether. All right, Mario, that's about it, man.
Larry G, thanks for the telephone call. You have a great day.
So, Dan, would you rather have to deal with hearsay here at the local level or at the national level?
I don't know.
You know, thank you for everybody calling and clarifying, but it's tough for us, once again, to talk about anything that happened on another show that we haven't even heard. So,
which is why we normally don't do that.
Right. But the mayor's race ends tomorrow. The election's tomorrow. So, all right.
We should be having John Merrill call in tomorrow to kind of give us a election day report here. Let's continue on with Jim Jordan. Slings and arrows.
Oh, but I still haven't got an answer to the question.
Haven't got an answer.
Is it appropriate for the president to ask China to investigate Joe Biden?
I think he's got you guys all spun up. And obviously, it's the case. You've asked me the question like four times. I don't think he really meant go investigate. Because do you think China's going to investigate him?
I don't know if China's going to investigate him. I know the president asked China to investigate.
We know they're not, George. Come on.
Why can't you answer yes or no? Do you think it's appropriate?
I don't think that's what he did. I don't think that's what he did.
So, but it was right there on camera.
I think Senator Rubio had it exactly right. I think our side says this is exactly what, I think most Americans say this is exactly what the president was doing. You would think after, like I said, a few years of following this president, you would understand sort of how this guy communicates. I think that's what he's doing.
You're still not answering the question.
Yes, the president is
asking China to investigate, which he did right there, is that appropriate? Is that an abuse of power, or is that appropriate?
I think when the president is, and this is why it relates to Ukraine, I think when the president is trying to make sure that there is not corruption, that if we're going to be sending the hard-earned tax dollars of the American people to Ukraine to help them fight Russia, to help them get their country moving in the direction they need, to get the security assistance they need, I think he believes that we should make sure there's not corruption there. It's not the, it's not President Trump's fault that, that Joe Biden's son was hired by a company that Mr. Volker told us this Thursday when we had him in for the interview, the ambassador, the special envoy to Ukraine. It's not President Trump's fault that Joe Biden's son was hired by Burisma, this company that had a long history of corruption. I think the president, when he's trying to decide how American tax dollars are going to be spent and what countries they're actually going to go to, it's his job to make sure there's not corruption. So when the vice president's son is hired by this company that Mr. Volker told us had a long history of corruption, was linked to the government in Ukraine, I think that's the president doing his job.
Okay. They're finally kind of catching on with this whole thing. Notice how George Stephanopoulos keeps going back to, do you agree with him or disagree with him? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I agree with his sarcastic tongue-in-cheek call.
If he would have said that exactly like that, it would have been fine. They're finally catching up to him. They're finally not falling for the bait. But this is what... This is what Chuck Todd did with Johnson. This is what George Stephanopoulos is doing. It's what Margaret Brennan was trying to do also. But they're finally catching on to it. I can't believe it.
Did you see Trump's tweet about Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan?
No.
I'm not reading it, folks, but I'll try to remember. It's like, whoever was watching Deface the Nation on CBS with their no-name, nothing host and all their Looney Tunes, and he named all these players. I want to thank, who was it? Watergate. My goodness, famous reporter. I want to thank Bob Woodward for staying cool, calm, and collected. You were great, Bob. Everybody else was terrible. Like, but I love that he actually used the phrase deface the nation. It's like, my God, you got it. How do they not get it yet? That half of what this guy, this president, says is often tongue-in-cheek, over-the-top, sarcastic, and he's usually just mouthing off.
And what he's trying to do is make a point. Yeah. Talking about parody, he's trying to make a point out of it. Okay, so you think we're through with it?
No, we're about halfway through this interview.
When is it going to be over? Okay, continue on with Jim Jordan.
So you think it was appropriate for the president to ask Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden? Do you know any other instances where the president has called on foreign leaders to investigate corruption that did not involve one of his political rivals?
George, we heard from the ambassador for hours this Thursday, and the ambassador told us there was no quid pro quo, there was no linkage between any type of security assistance money and any type of investigation. The ambassador was clear. We have the transcript where there is no quid. Even Democrat chairman said after reading the transcript, even though before they got the transcript, they said there's going to be a quid pro quo in there. After reading it, they said there is not a quid pro quo, and the two individuals on the call, the two people on the call who know it best, President Trump and President Zelensky, said there was no pressure, no pushing, no, none of that. It was done in a professional manner. That's what Ambassador Volker told us in his interview.
Ambassador Volker told you a lot of things this week. Let's show some of the texts right here on July 25th. This is the same day as the president's phone call. Ambassador Volker, good lunch, thanks. Heard from White House, assuming President Z convinces Trump he will investigate, get to the bottom of what happened in 2016, we will nail down a date for a visit to Washington. Good luck, see you tomorrow. And then the Ambassador Bill Taylor on September 1st, are we now saying the security assistance in the White House meeting are conditioned on investigations? Gordon Sondland said, call me. In that July 25th text right there, it's very direct. The White House meeting is being conditioned on the investigation.
Ambassador Volker told us exactly the opposite. He said there was no quid pro quo, no linkage to any investigation and the security assistance money. But this is Adam Schiff's partisan and unfair process that he's going through, releasing selective texts. Why don't he release the whole transcript?
I ask Hakeem Jeffries that exact question.
I appreciate you doing that, but the real question is, why don't you ask Adam Schiff, why won't he do it? The president released the call. Unprecedented. He released a call with a foreign leader. That hasn't been done very often, maybe not before, but Why won't Adam Schiff do the same thing with the... Why there were 67 pages of text messages. Why just a few handful selected, highlighted by the Democrats? The same Democrat staff who, by the way, met with this whistleblower before he even filed the complaint, and Adam Schiff wouldn't tell us that. The same Adam Schiff who did the false statement at the start of the hearing a week ago. The same Adam Schiff who met with Michael Cohen. His staff met with Michael Cohen for 10 hours before Michael Cohen testified. Why won't... this is... And I think Americans see this.
Man, I'm really glad that some of these guys have finally started. And it's like, this was fight back weekend.
And Sondland said to Bill Taylor, Bill Taylor, by the way, was the ambassador to Ukraine from the United States, I think from 06 to 09. And then he was brought back on after Yovanovitch, trying to remember all these names, good God. Yovanovitch was let go. And he's the one who said, I think it's stupid to withhold aid for a political campaign. Then Sondland doesn't just say, call me. He says, very clearly, the president said no quid pro quos. This is about getting the Europeans to ante up
more. Then he says, call me.
Then he says, call me. We shouldn't do this in text. Now, it could be that the line is no quid pro quos while we try to negotiate something, so it kind of looks like a quid pro quo, but at the end of the day, we don't really mean it. It just looked like leverage in the midst of a negotiation. So it's just...
And that's what... And let me tell you something. All you need to know is there's 9 hours of testimony. 9 hours. Why don't you just release that transcript?
Right.
And the reason they don't, because it basically exonerates this whole concept. But no, Schiff doesn't want to do that. He only wants you to have the information that will basically validate his point or what he thinks it does. And that is so wrong. That is so absolutely wrong. So we're still not through.
No. No, I have a question, though, and maybe George will ask it. If there are no quid pro quos, are there any tit for tats?
Like, or this for that? Let's continue on.
And I asked Congressman Jeffries about Adam Schiff as well. You talk about Ambassador Volker. He seems to undercut your entire premise on this question of Joe Biden with something he said also on Thursday. Let me put that up right here. I have known former Vice President Biden for 24 years, and the suggestion that he would be influenced in his duties as vice president by money for his son simply has no credibility to me. I know him as a man of integrity and dedication to our country. That seems to undercut the entire premise of what you're talking about.
No, it reinforces it. Because Mr. Volker's entire testimony on Thursday said that there was no, he said, we conducted ourselves in the highest professional manner. Everyone involved, Mr. Volker is the special envoy to Ukraine. He knows more about this subject area than anyone. And he understood that Zelensky was different. And his whole focus was to get Zelensky and President Trump together. And he knew when they got together, they would hit it off. There would be a connection. And that in the end, the best interest of the United States and the best interest of Ukraine would be served. And throughout that process, he was very clear. And this is why it's so wrong of what Chairman Schiff is doing by not releasing the full transcript and giving you and the media the full context and, more importantly, the American people the full context. Because he said throughout that process, there was never any quid pro quo. And when Sondland made his statement, George, the EU ambassador, Ambassador Sondland made his statement, where he said, it's crystal clear, Bill, there is no quid pro quo of any kind. When he made that text message, you guys don't, you never highlight that one. When he made that, you know what Ambassador Volker told us about that text message? He said, we knew that was the truth, and he was speaking for us all, and that had been the case throughout the negotiations.
Now, again, reverse things. Let's say this was a Republican House, and wouldn't they ask for the transcripts? Wouldn't they ask for the testimony?
Yes, and just generally, I get so tired of these games. We should have, if we're talking about it in public, give us the actual source material.
Exactly. And what are you hiding? Right. I mean, Trump gave you the transcript of the telephone conversation. You have 9 hours of testimony. 9 hours. And I would think that would be really damning. If this Volker has something on him, somewhere in the 9 hours, he would say something. But think about that, 9 hours and nothing was said that was damning? Because if it was, you know they would release that. This is unbelievable. I mean, these guys...
And it's not like it's deeply classified. Like when Bill Barr came out and gave his summary the Mueller report, they then eventually released the full Mueller report, but it had redactions still. So I had to go through a review process. This was just a committee hearing.
Well, what they did is they put it in a closed door and did it as a testimony. So if they didn't want to release it, they could keep it
right
shut. This is so bad what they're doing. Okay. Now you're to the last one, Joey. Mm. You made it this far.
Yay.
It's kind of like the Weight Watchers.
I hope I'm
playing.
Not like, you know, Moses. The promised land. No! I'm dead.
No, he made him walk around for out there. Okay.
That's what it feels like right now, Dan.
Keep going then with Jim Jordan.
Ambassador Volker also said quite clearly right there he believes Joe Biden is a man of integrity, did not do anything wrong. You know,
I'm saying is, if you believe him there, then believe him with what he said throughout the entire 7 hours that he testified. And if Adam Schiff would release that, you would see that's the case.
We've asked him to release it. I have to go back to this because you still haven't answered the threshold question.
Oh, no, he's back!
Was it right for President Trump to ask China to investigate Joe Biden? Why can't you say yes or no?
Because I'm telling you what he said. I think his point was highlighting that when you're the president of the United States and you see something like this happen, China, he knows, is not going to investigate. He's just pointing out to the American people what they all think about.
Not to believe what we see with our own eyes right there.
You're telling me the guy who's been tougher on China really thinks that's going to happen. It's not going to happen. He is highlighting what I think so many.
Whether or not it's going to happen, he's asking for it to happen.
Let me ask you this.
He's asking for it to happen.
Let me ask you this.
It is clear.
Why did Hunter Biden get the special deal with Burisma in Ukraine?
Mm.
Why? Because he was an expert in Ukraine? Because he was an expert in energy?
You're throwing out the
Why did Hunter Biden get the special deal that he got in China?
He didn't.
The president is pointing out what so many Americans see. That looks unfair. That looks like something smells about that.
So you're throwing out the charges that have been discredited about
discredited.
I'm not throwing any charges.
I'm not answering the question. Is it right for the president to ask the Chinese to investigate?
George, first of all, I'm not throwing out any charges. I'm just asking
you just
the fundamental.
Did.
No, I'm not. I'm asking the fundamental question. Why did Hunter Biden get the deal? Why?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, no,
I know that he's been investigated by the Ukrainians and they found no wrongdoing. I know that for a fact.
You know what Ambassador Volker told us about the company that hired Mr. Biden's son? He said they had a long history of corruption. Again, we can't see that. We can't read that because Adam Schiff won't release the transcript. So all the president's doing is highlighting what so many Americans kind of wonder about. Yeah. Why did the vice president's son get that deal with Ukraine, Burisma, the energy company, and why did he get that deal?
But
that's all he's
doing.
But your
only defense to what Democrats have said is an abuse of power, the president asking China to investigate the Bidens, is that the president was joking, and we shouldn't take the president at his word. We shouldn't believe what we're seeing with our own eyes.
I'm talking about common sense. I'm talking about common sense. Do you really think President Trump believes China is going to investigate?
I believe he asked them to investigate.
To highlight and underscore a question that's on the minds of so many Americans, George.
So yeah.
Why did Hunter Biden, why did the vice president's son suddenly get these deals?
We've been going 10 minutes. You still can't say whether you think it's right or wrong.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's what the president was really saying.
A word you're looking for there is Jim Jordan's sarcasm. He was being facetious. He was tongue-in-cheek.
Did you see how quick George Stephanopoulos went to there's been no evidence? They're back to the no evidence excuse for, and that is the talking point. Chuck Todd uses it. George Stephanopoulos uses it. Martha Raddatz uses it. All of them use it. There is no evidence.
I'd be like, well, hey, George, would you say this president occasionally trolls people in the media? And when they think they've got him, he'll say something that seems outrageous, but it's meant for effect. That's exactly what happened.
Well, where was his outrage on Adam Schiff and his parody? And the first words out of his mouth would be, oh, he said that was a parody.
And should Adam Schiff be asking Russians, who turn out to be Russian radio hosts that are comedians doing a prank call, but should Adam Schiff be asking the Russians, we have naked photos of Trump? Should he be asking for naked photos of Trump from comedians in Russia? It's so dirty. Every different side of this politics a scandal, and I don't think it's working out how they hope.
As a famous commentator coach said, you're so right, Carl. Gonna be back. Dan Mora Show right after this.
The Dan Mora Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume.
This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox Tonight. Critics and fans are raving about Prodigal Son.
I'm flattered.
TV Guide raves. It's Silence of the Lambs meets Family Dysfunction and gleefully twisted.
Nothing like a little murder to cheer you up.
And the New York Times calls it too much fun to watch.
It's genius.
Well, that's my specialty.
But first...
911, what's your emergency?
All-new 911, followed by an all-new Prodigal Son.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are on a Monday. Joe, we got so much to get to and not enough time.
I know.
George Papadopoulos, love saying that name, Papadopoulos was on with Maria Bartiromo, Papadopoulos and Bartiromo, and George P. is going to be talking about the investigation. Listen in.
The IG report, he's expecting that we will get it within 2 weeks. That is the FISA abuse report. It is now in the hands of William Barr. We'll see if we get that report. That will answer a lot of questions. We are awaiting a report from the DOJ's Inspector General on the origins of the Russia investigation. He just said it'll be out in 2 weeks. We are also learning that Attorney General William Barr met with intelligence officials in Italy this past week to reportedly discuss one of the central figures of the Russia investigation, and that is Joseph Mifsud. Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos says he met with the mystery professor in 2016 after Mifsud offered Russian dirt about Hillary Clinton's hacked emails. Joining me right now is the man himself, George Papadopoulos. So, George, we've been looking at this timeline that we put together based on our conversations with you and based on the documents that we have. And, you know, in 1 year's time, you had all of this outreach by Israeli officials. You had Italian officials. You had diplomats from Britain, from the U.S. Mifsud, obviously, claimed that Russia had the emails back in 2016 of Hillary Clinton. What were you thinking when all of these people were reaching out to you, asking you to go meet them at conferences?
Yeah, that's a really great point that you made. So essentially, within 48 hours of joining the Trump campaign, something that not even the Washington Post had reported at the time, I'm being invited to go to Rome at the behest of a woman named Arvinder Sambe, who I used to work for in London, who I later found out actually had a working relationship with Bob Mueller after 9/11. So that's very suspicious. And I'm invited to go to Rome at this university where I'm introduced to Joseph Mifsud by none other than the former Italian foreign minister. So this happened very quickly, within 48 hours of joining the campaign, before not even the American public knew I joined. So when I was being invited all of a sudden and wooed to all these cities and conferences, something wasn't adding up, quite frankly.
Okay, he says something important. 48 hours after, and nobody knew that he had been signed up with the Trump campaign. So how did they know?
Interesting.
Were they listening in then? And then, because what we're going to get out of this interview is he was a constant target. I'm talking about, if I'm counting right, four times he was approached. So were they listening in, so therefore they made a target of him then?
And I just have a feeling, maybe I'm hoping too much, that I think the Attorney General, William Barr, is investigating things for reasons more than what we know publicly.
Yeah, I think he's smart enough to know for him to make the accusations that he's going to make, he's going to have all his ducks in a row.
Yes.
Now, I think the IG report can kind of tease that a little bit.
Yes.
And he's got things lined up. It's going to be the Durham report that's going to be the biggie. Because he's getting into, I think what he did is he actually narrowed the scope of the IG to give Durham more width or breadth there. Okay, so continue on here. So how do they know?
When Arvinder Sambai invited you to go to Rome and introduce you to Joseph Mifsud, let's just point out that when you first joined or were considering leaving your other job, you went and you got an outreach from somebody on LinkedIn to come work for the London Center of International Law Practice. And Arvinder Sambai worked there. And then you found out that she was actually a close associate or friend with Bruce Orr, who worked in the Department of Justice. Is that right?
That's what our reports have subsequently explained about her, something, of course, I had no idea about in March or April of 2016.
Okay, so she's working at the London Center of International Law Practice, and she tells you she's friends with Bruce Orr, the DOJ. She sends you to Rome to meet with Mifsud. Mifsud tells you that Russia has Hillary Clinton's emails. George, we want to talk more about this because there is more to come with this IG report out in 2 weeks. Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos. And George, we've been showing this timeline of all of these internationalists who reached out to you between 2016 and 2017 when you were working for the Trump campaign. I think it's really interesting that just this week we learned new information that the former prime minister of Italy is threatening to sue you. This is ex-Italian Prime Minister Renzi threatening to sue George Papadopoulos. What do you think this is all about, George?
Well, I think obviously somebody's connecting dots, and these dots are directly leading to Rome, and Rome might actually be the epicenter of this entire conspiracy, even more so than London, which I initially thought. Attorney General Barr was recently in Italy along with John Durham. They were obviously looking into Joseph Mifsud's extensive connections to both the Italian government, documented, and Italian intelligence services. And they were probably looking into this University Link campus and Vincenzo Scotti.
Right.
And who was the prime minister while all this was going on? Matteo Renzi. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, he had some sort of meltdown a couple days ago. He's threatening to sue me. And he went on a rant about the president. So clearly, he's feeling the heat.
Can we fit that last clip in, you think? Should I save it till tomorrow?
Probably not. Yeah, we should save it till tomorrow.
Okay, guys. So we hear the former PM of Italy. By the way, when I was in Italy, they changed presidents three times during my stay there. That's how unstable the government is here. But you see all these hits. How about the Bruce Orr piece?
Right.
She made a point to say to him, Bruce Orr's a friend of mine.
Oh, and there's nothing there, though, Dan. Nothing there.
There's no evidence.
No evidence.
There's no evidence.
That we've looked into.
I'm telling you guys, I really think that the IG report's about to happen. I think they're getting nervous. They're trying to do something to get damage done on Trump, and then to try to make him look so bad that they'll look good after they look bad. Did that make sense? Not to me either. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.